God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We have a mighty God. He's there for us. Every time we open our mouths and pray, he's there for us. He always is there for us. He cares for us all the time. And it's been amazing. Like the testimonies, all of them. Even Amy, you know, talking about the jungle. That's amazing. That's true within her heart. That's what she's talking about. That's amazing. This morning, I was praying since Pastor Steve asked me if I can take the service and preach. And I thought, okay, God, I don't want to say anything that is not from you. So one of the things I'm going to pray before I share the word of God this morning, and he's been amazing. He's always telling us what to do and how to do it, and he's caring for us all the time. Thank you, Father God, for this service, Lord Jesus. This service is for you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor that is due to your name, Father God. Father God, use my lips, use my mouth, Father God, that it will be your word, Father God, within me. Not my words, but your words, Father God. Holy Spirit, you have this place. Move within us. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about a subject that is really close to my heart. And it's the most powerful tool that God has given to us, and is prayer. That's the most powerful tool, prayer. But I want to be specific about prayer, and I want to talk about perseverance in prayer and endurance in prayers. And sometimes situations come, and it's hard to persevere in prayer. It's hard to be there and endure, you know, in those prayers, daily prayers and weekly prayers for anything that we may put before God. And perseverance, I have the meaning of perseverance is continuing firmly in doing something despite difficulty or delay. So it's continuing doing something despite of difficulties. So that's in the perseverance. And Jesus Christ taught the importance of persevering in prayers. If we can all go to Luke chapter 18, please. Thank you, Father God, for this morning, Lord Jesus. We give you all the honor that is due to your name, Father God. So he taught the importance of persevering in prayer. We are in the New Testament now. Luke 18, 1 to 7. And I'm going to read it for you, if you can read it with me in the Bible. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. The man ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which fear no God, neither regard the man. And there was a widow in the city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards, he said within himself, though I fear no God or regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wear me. And the Lord said, hear that the unjust just said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and now nigh unto him, through he bear long with them. In the verse 7, it says in the second part, which cry day and night unto him. He's talking about his children. We should be crying out to him. Day and night, doesn't matter the situation or what we're going through in our life, in our daily life. He knows we have family. He knows we have a job. He knows that we go to school and we have so many things through the week. He knows that already. But despite of, we should be praying, crying out to him day and night. He will avenge his children. And Jesus Christ was teaching this to the disciples. Persevering in prayers builds and demonstrates Christian character. We need to persevere in prayer. We need to pursue the Father's will for our life. So perseverance in prayer builds and demonstrates Christian character. As we go in our daily life, as we pray, our character will be molded. God will be molding our character, who we are. As we wait patiently in him, we will see his wonders, his miracles. We will see his amazing power. We will see his call upon our life. We will see everything. He will show us everything. Those treasures that are hidden for who? For his children. He will show it to us. He will, as we pray, the Holy Spirit will take over and he will cry out. He will intercede through us before the Father. We don't have to think about it. We just have to pray. Open our mouth and pray. And he will pray through us. Jesus told his disciples to persist in prayer. If we go to Luke 11, 9 to 10. It's amazing because I hear once a pastor saying, if you pray once, it's okay. If you pray two, you didn't have faith. But Jesus taught his disciples to pray constantly, to pray in season and out of season, to pray at all times. And in Luke 11, verse 9 and 10, it says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive, and he that seek, find, and to him that knock, it shall be opened." So when we pray, we knock, we call upon our God, we will receive the answer to our prayers. Sometimes people get discouraged because it takes a long time, or it may take 1 week or a few minutes. I'm going to give a testimony about my son. When we pray and we know that the God we are praying to, he will answer to us. And each of us are different. And we have a different spiritual level with God as we have a relationship with him. And this past Friday, we went to this festival that it was in his school. All the children from his school, they were going to this festival. It was on a Friday. And then when we arrived to the festival, I noticed there was a huge table, and there were people were buying tickets for the toys. It was a raffle. So, and then he didn't see the table. I just saw the table, but he ran with his friends, and he was playing, and he was jumping everywhere, you know, in the bouncy castles and everything. And then he came back, like 45 minutes later, around that time, almost one. It was around 12 when we got there. And almost at 12, he passed by the table and he saw that table. And I thought, oh my Lord, now he's going to be asking for the toys in the table. And his daddy's not here, and I don't have my wallet. And so I turned, and he said, "Mom, I want the toy, and I want the toy." And I say, "Abraham, but your daddy's not here." And he said, "It's okay, Mom, I'm going to wait for him." He sat next to the table. But the thing is not just that. He sat patiently next to the table, next to the toy that he wanted, specifically wanted, because it was a long, long table. It was quite long, and it was different toys in different parts of the table. But the toy that he wanted, he sat next to it, patiently waiting for his dad. You say a child, 5 minutes, 5 minutes is a lifetime for them. They can't wait 5 minutes. It's not possible for them to wait 5 minutes. So he sat next to the toy. And he was waiting and waiting. I said, "When daddy's coming?" And I said, "He's coming soon." I say that for half an hour. And then he say, it's taking too long. And I say, you know, let's go, let's play, let's do something else. And he say, no. The whole time I was inviting him to play with his friends. And he say, no. And I say, okay. So I say, Abraham, it's a raffle. You know, it's not just buying the ticket. It's really getting the ticket that is of that specific toy. And he said, I don't care, Mom. I'm going to wait here. And when I was looking at him, he was moving his lips. I didn't know what he was doing, but I just saw him moving his lips. And I was looking for Carlos. And then he turned and he said, my dad is here. And he ran to his dad and I saw Carlos and I said, it's a raffle. You know, I mean, imagine to get that specific toy. I mean, I think it's better if we go and buy the toy. And then he said, no, let's buy the ticket. And then I turn and I say, Abraham, remember it's a raffle. And he said, it's okay, Mom, I will get my toy. And I say, okay. And so Carlos, he didn't know exactly what's going on. So I turn and I say, okay, I will go with you. But in the way there, I hear a voice saying, grab the tickets. And I thought, wow, God is always caring for his children. Even the small desires, he's always caring for us. So when I heard the voice, I thought, because I was about to get a coffee while they were getting the tickets. And then I turned and I said, I go with you. Then Carlos, I think, throw the coin and I grab the tickets. And I give it to Carlos in his hand. The first ticket that my son pulled out was the toy that he wanted. The first ticket. So in the first prayer that he did, God answered his prayer. Even though it took so long for him, because as a child, it was a long time. Even though it took so long, he received his toy. He received what he was praying for. And you know what he did after? He ran with his toys in his hand, was showing it to all his friends. And then after he approached Genesis, he said, you know what, my sister? And she said, what? I prayed to God and he gave me the toy. So he was praying and interceding for the toy before we pay for the toy, before Carlos arrived, beforehand he was praying and interceding for the toy. And I thought, whoa, Lord, that's amazing. That was the confirmation of today's message. You should talk about prayer. And I thought, that's amazing. How can a child wait and pray and wait and intercede and patiently wait? He was patient. He just sat next to him, moving his lips, interceding for the toy, and he grabbed his toy. God gave it to him. And it was amazing. We were amazed because we knew it was the first ticket. We didn't have to open the rest. It was the first ticket. We knew, wow, God is an amazing God. So persevering in prayer builds and demonstrates Christian character. Wow. We need to persevere in prayer. We need to pursue the Father's will for our life. I want to read something. Romans 5:4. Knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope make no shame, because the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So, tribulation works patience. And patient experience and experience hope. This is the steps in prayer. Those are steps as we pray. You know, doesn't matter how many words you say in prayer. You know, God one day, he spoke to my heart. He said, even tears, he read tears. Imagine how amazing is our God. He knows everything about us. Before we open our mouth, he knows what we need, what we want. Even our desires, our deepest desire, he gave it to us. He gave it to us. An answer to a prayer may not come immediately, but if we continue praying earnestly, this requires patience, determination, and willingness to receive the will of God upon our life. As we wait patiently, We wait with determination and willingness to receive the will of God upon our life. We may be praying for something, and it will take us a long time, but it may not be the will of God. So it's so important to pray, but when we pray, knowing that it is His will upon our life, not our will, everything works perfect. He's perfection, the Bible said. Jesus Christ, God is perfection. Jesus Christ prayed 3 times in Gethsemane before His betrayal. If we go to Matthew's, if you want to do it later or now, Matthew 26, being verse 36 and 46. And if we read the words in verse 39, 42, and 44, it's the same words. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. So he was asking God for His will. He prayed 3 times, the same thing. So he always encouraged us to pray and pray and pray and be persistent and persist in prayer, knowing always that we will receive His will. So if Jesus Christ prayed and persevered before the Father, who are we not to pray? Who are we not to pray? We should be praying constantly. He was, I put something over here. Jesus Christ was continually in a prayer mode. He was praying all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That sounds maybe impossible, but it is possible. When we pray to Him, it's not just word. When we praise Him, when we give Him all the glory, when we just open our mouth, thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're cooking, if you're in the car, whatever you are there for a reason. And I know we shine when we pray. We shine when we pray. I know so many things we do. It is God through us. When we pray, it is the Holy Spirit through us interceding. And when we pray, we shine. Paul writes to Romans, to the Romans, in Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So even Paul writes to the Romans, to the people of God, he wrote that they should be in constant prayer, in constant prayer. Why he said that? Because he learned that from Jesus, that we should be in constant prayer. So, and Paul writes to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And that was amazing because I look at the Hebrew meaning of it, and pray without ceasing in the Greek is pray without intermission, without allowing prayerless gaps to intervene between the times of prayer. Imagine. So that sounds quite hard to do it, right? But it's not hard when we have the strength of God upon our life. He will give us the strength to do it, to be praising Him, to be praying, to be seeking for His face. When we seek His face, we are not confused. We know His will. We know what we have to do. He will guide us into paths that it won't be possible without Him. Paul exhorted the churches to practice persistent prayer. And if we look at in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So he was encouraging the churches to pray for the saints. Who are the saints? We are the saints. If we are the saints, that means we should be praying for each other daily. Daily, it's a daily thing. He was praying for them daily. He will put them before the throne of grace daily. He will do it daily. He will be praying daily. without stopping, without ceasing. He knew if he prayed, things will happen. God will do things. They will see the miracles of God. To pray in the Spirit means to pray with the guidance and assistance of the Holy Spirit. We have to stand firm. We have to be alert, praying at all times. At all times. Praying at all times. We have. I have a testimony I think I shared once with before, but I'm going to share it again. My brother, he was on a plane, and he was traveling from Venezuela to Florida at that time. And suddenly he hear the pilot saying, "Bow your head, grab the, just go, you know, put your seatbelt on, put your, bow your head, because we're going to crash." And he stood up and he said, "Oh, please, no screaming. The purpose of God within me have not finished yet." And he started to pray and praise and worship his God. He knew that the God that sent him to Venezuela will bring him back to his family. And he prayed in that plane and he didn't care. Even the difficulties, he didn't care. He said when he turned his head and he saw the water, he thought, "Lord Jesus, my purpose is not finished yet." And he said that he closed his eyes and he prayed. And he prayed out loud for all of the airplane to hear what he was saying. And he prayed out loud. And he said, suddenly, the pilot said, "I don't know how, this is a miracle. The plane just landed. They didn't know how, but my brother did. He evangelized the people in the airplane." You know, God will use situations for you to preach the gospel. No matter what the situation is, when it comes to your life, God will use it for you to preach the gospel, for you to move forward, for you to go to another level, to raise your wings and flow with the wing of God, with the Holy Spirit, to open your wings and soar right there in God's air, in his wings. Prayer should be made with patience and perseverance. Psalms 41:1 say, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he hear my cry." He always hear the cries of his children. He always does. He always hear them. You know, when I hear Abraham of Genesis calling me, I know they are my children. You know, he can be in a park full of children, and he cry, "Mom," and I know it is, that one is mine. That one is my son. I know right away that's my son. Because as a parent, you know, he's calling me. That's what God does. When you call upon his name, right away he knows, and he answered that prayer. The early church was an example of persisting in prayers. If we see Acts 1:14, said, "These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." So they were united, praying, worshiping, seeking for the face of God. And after that, that's when the day of Pentecost came, because they were united, they were praying, they were in one accord, they were receiving the word from God, they were waiting in God, and they were praying. When we can also see Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy praying earnestly for the Thessalonian church. And we can see that in 1 Thessalonians 3:10, and how they were praying for the church, for each church. They were praying for the churches without stopping. It wasn't any gap between prayers. They were praying at all times for the churches. Because God knows, sometimes people get discouraged, situations come. God knows. That's what we have to be in prayer. We have to be praying for one another. Without stopping. No gaps between that. He stored our tears. That I heard this before, but this was something to me. Because before, like a few months ago, he spoke to me about, I know even how to read tears. I was in prayer, and I'm going to give a testimony. And I was with my husband home. The children were at school. And then we needed to do something, but we didn't know how. We didn't have any clue of it. And then someone called and said, within an hour, we need an answer. We need you guys to tell us what to do. And I remember I look at my husband and I say, within an hour, I mean, how? How are we going to do this within an hour? We can't call anyone to help us. And I remember we grabbed our hands, we went into the room and we closed the door and we said, we are not going out of this room, Father God, until you answer our prayer. We're not going out of this room. And we just started to pray. And praise, and pray, and praise. And we just started to pray, and pray, and pray, and we pray, and we pray, and we cry, and we pray. Suddenly, I saw my husband running out of the room, and I thought, what's going on? God giving an answer. I went out, and he said, God, show me a picture. I have to dig more. It is there. And I thought, whoa, thank you, Father God. And I remember this lady calling back, and she said, I'm going to tell you something. And I said, what? Say, this is illegal. Please don't say anything. And I said, what? I said, I'm going to tell you what to do. And she told me, step by step, what we should be doing. And I thought, whoa, that was God touching her heart to tell us what it was, the specific thing that we needed to do to receive the answer to our prayer, to receive the miracle of God upon our life. So we have seen that God of miracles, that God that when you need an answer to a prayer, you go into your room, you go and you pray, and you grab your husband, your wife, your child. If you don't have no one with the Holy Spirit is right there interceding with you. And you go in unity, in one mind, in one accord, with one purpose, and you pray. You will receive the answer to that prayer. God is not deaf. He's alive. His ears are open to his children. He's always listening to what his children are saying. He stored our tears. Psalms 56a say, thou tellest my wanderings, put my tears into thy bottle. He stored our tears. Doesn't matter how many times you cry out before him. All of those tears are before his presence. They're stored in a bottle for you. And he's holding them because you are precious to him. You are his child. You are precious to him. Our prayers are stored in golden vessels. Pastor Steve was saying to us this for already two weeks. And I thought, yes. Our prayers are stored in golden vessels. That's in Revelation 5a. But it's not just that they are stored. They are eternal. And I'm going to tell you something that I always do. When I have Genesis, the first thing that I did after I have it, of course, thank God, praise God, worship God, and give him all the glory that is due to your name. And then I pray for her husband. That was one of the first things that I did. I pray for her husband, and I pray for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, and I pray for that generation to know God, to know the God that I know, for them to be in the ways of God, for them not to depart from God, for them to receive the will of God upon their life, for them to receive the word of God. I pray for them. So it's not such a thing as we can do it later. We can pray right now for children, for grandchildren, for those some people say, I don't know nothing to pray. Pray for your families. Pray for those that doesn't know God. Pray for those in need. Pray for the churches, for the government, for people in high places, for principalities. The Bible says that our fight is not with flesh or blood. We have examples of persistent prayer in the Old Testament too. And we have it in the New Testament too. We can ask Paul praying for Timothy day and night. In 2 Timothy 1:3, we can see that he talks about my dearly loved child. And the Bible said that he prays day and night for him. Day and night, without stopping. He was praying for his beloved child. We may pray sometimes and feel discouraged, but God will answer our prayers in his own good time. We want his time, not our time. We want his perfect will, not our will. We have in the Old Testament, we have example of persistent prayer, where Abraham pleads persistently for Sodom. We see that in Genesis 18, verse 23 to 33. And then it's amazing because Abraham is pleading with God for Sodom. And he's pleading and he's saying, 50, but it's 50 are there. 40, but if 40 are there, and then 30, and then 20, and then 10. And then he said, I will stop. I don't want him to be mad. Then he stopped. And God answered his prayer. The Lord came out of there. He answered that prayer within the will of God. Moses perceived in interceding for Israel. We find that in Deuteronomy 9, 25 to 29. He did it for 40 days. It was a persistent prayer. For 40 days he was praying for Israel. We see Hannah persistently asked for a son. In 1 Samuel 1, we see that in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 to 11, we see that she was asking for a son. Then she was asking for a son. And then Eli answered, go in peace and God will grant your petition. Every time we pray and we ask for God's will, he will grant our petition. Daniel persists in prayer for Israel for 21 days. And we see that in Daniel 9, verse 23. And I want to read that because if we all go to Daniel 9, verse 9, 23. And the angel came down. He was praying and fasting for 21 days, and he was praying for Israel. And it was the same prayer for 21 days, and he was in the presence of God. And then the angel came down. He said it looked like Gabriel, so it was Gabriel. And he said, at the beginning of thy supplications, that commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee. At the beginning of the supplication, he was sent by God to give the answer to the prayer. It may be 21 days, it may be a year, a week, 2 years. We don't know how long it is, but we have to persist in prayer and know that he's answering that prayer. Let's keep our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, that Hebrews 12, 2. Let's just keep our eyes on him. Are we living for God? It is easy to begin, but hard to finish. Everyone can start, but could all of us finish? Let's raise the good race as we're going to win. Let us raise the good race. Let us, can we keep going? Can we stand clean while we are going? And it's amazing because I remember when I was dieting, I was doing my diet and was trying to be clean and not cheating, eating things that wasn't good for me. And it's hard at times with Christians. Could we stay clean and just do the will of God upon our life? No way, oh, a week, it's okay. We didn't pray this week. We didn't pray that week. No, let's just continue in prayer without cheating one day or jumping one day to weeks. No, let's just continually go before his presence to receive from him. Can we stand when situations come? The only way to stand is through prayer. We have to yield to God. We have to do his will. But the only way is to be in prayer and receive that from him. I have something here. I've been asking for a radio, all radio. And I was asking him to some people. And it is quite hard nowadays to find one of these. You know, it's quite hard. I won't connect this. But I wanted to show you. I know a lot of people know this type of radio. And let's for a minute think that we are this radio. And we are waiting on God. And when we pray, it's like the antenna coming up. Think this one's not coming up. Doesn't want to pray, maybe. So it's like the radio, and we have the antenna. And the antenna just go all the way up. You remember when we have to tune, and it's like, and then it goes like that. Until we tune, and we are able to listen the message, or the song, or whatever we want to listen. It's the same thing with God. When we pray, we tune in with him. And we are able to know his will, what he wants for us, his guidance. Keep praying and God will keep talking to you. Keep praying and he will keep talking to you. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. We can have our best days ahead if we pray. And I'm going to say this because I saw this and I thought, yes, it is. Not all that shine is gold. Not everything that shines is gold. But if we pray, we shine. Every time we kneel or we pray or we sit for a reason, we pray, we're shining before God. And I was in the back of my house yesterday and I heard like voices, like people were rejoicing. And I thought, what is that? That was the game in Wigan. I think it was a game on it. And then God said to me, when my people pray, I hear that. People, when we pray, he hear people rejoicing because they know God is listening and he will send the answer to that prayer. And he hears that, and I thought, wow. And sometimes we are tired to pray. Sometimes situations come, and we don't even know what to pray or how to pray. But if we go before his presence, he will tell us what to say. The Holy Spirit will intercede through us. I just want to share a testimony this morning. God spoke to me this morning and he said, share the testimony. I think I shared once with just a couple people. When I was in Venezuela, I was with the children. My auntie, she asked me if I wanted to go with her to another city. And this city, you have to go by ferry. So we got to this city, and then it was good. It was fine the first day, the second day. But then suddenly she said, could we go to this other part of the city? 2 hours, around almost 3 hours away from one side to the other one. And she said, because I want to go and see my niece. And I thought, okay, I will go with you, no problem. So we got to the place, and we were having a good time. It was a party, actually, because for a long time they haven't seen her. So we stayed there with them. It was really nice. It was good. But then suddenly I saw her face changing, and she started to get worried. And I said, what's going on? And she said, it's getting late, and the person that should take us back home, It won't be possible for this person to give us a lift back. And I said, how is that? I said, because something happened with the car, and the car is not working well. And I thought, okay, what are we going to do? And she said, it was 7 o'clock at night. And she said, you know that anything can happen to us, right, if we go out of this house. But the house that we were in, it wasn't no Christian in it. And I didn't feel comfortable to stay in the house. So I said to her, nothing will happen to us. We will go back to where we're staying. I really didn't know the city at all. I mean, I didn't know the city. No area of the city, the people, nothing. But I knew then, if God was telling me not to stay in, I have to go. So I get out of the place, and then we were waiting for those vehicles, you know, like I don't know, it was like minibus to come pass by. An hour passed and nothing. And then I saw my auntie almost crying in tears, and she said, Daniela, it's too late. We are in a red zone. And I didn't know that at that moment. When she said that, I knew right away what she was saying. I remember I grabbed Abraham, and I just started to pray out loud. And I say, Father God, I pray for your angels to be around us tonight, Father God. Father God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you will cover me, that you will protect me and my children and those within me as when they were in the boat. They protect the whole boat. And I say, God, please. And suddenly, where I was praying and interceding in that street, and they were listening to me. It was my auntie. It was cousins with me. We were like around 3, 4, 5, 6, around 8 or 9 in total. Can't remember where it was. But it was like around 9 people. And then suddenly, you know, half an hour later, this minibus came by. And he said, you know what? I finished already. But I just needed something else. So I just passed by. If you want, I can take you all in. But I'm not taking anyone else. And I knew, that's the answer. It is God here. So I jumped into the thing, and I didn't stop praying. I continued praying, and the guy was listening to me. And I thought, he may be thinking that I'm crazy. But I'm going to continue praying. I won't stop until I arrive where we are. In the name of Jesus, I just continue in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I was praying, and they were looking at me like, oh, Lord, I don't know what we're going to do with her. And then we arrived to the town center an hour later, and it was 9:30, almost 10 at nighttime. And then my auntie turned, and she said to me, if I told you the other side, it was a red zone, this is red plus red plus red. And I went like, whoa. And you telling me that we needed to come to this place to go to the next side of the town? And she said, yes. When I get out of that thing, I don't know if many know how many problems are in Venezuela now, but when I get out of that minibus, I didn't know what to do. It was crazy. I saw the devil in action. I saw this man robbing, doing things, knife in their hands, pistols, in the street right there next to us. And I just started to pray and say, Father God, cover us, Lord Jesus. You are a mighty God. Father God, I pray that you won't let anything happen to us, Father God. You are our Father. And we just started to pray. And I said, Genesis, pray. And we started to pray. And they were looking at me, and my auntie was, you know, getting close to me like that. And I said, get close because you will be safe too in the name of Jesus. And they were gathering around me because they knew the first, he answered. The second, he will answer too. And then I was praying. And far on, I was looking at the GMB. That's the National Guard. But they don't help you. I mean, they are against the people too. So I saw them far, and I thought, I mean, they are here too. Oh, Lord Jesus, this is going horrible. Father God, and I just pray and believe that he was listening to that prayer. And I remember I was praying, and then I was trying to stop people, but they couldn't stop because we were too many. So none of the cars, they have four spaces, three in the back, one in the front. None of them want to stop. And then I went like this, and by myself with the two children, and then want to stop. And then I said, please, could you take us to this place? And he looked at me and said, yes. But then when he saw all of them running to the car, he said, no, I can't take you. And then he went off. And then when he went off, I started to cry because already like almost an hour passed. And I knew it was a horrible area. And I just started to pray. And I was looking at the thing. And I was looking. It was the devil in action. It was horrible. And then I just started to pray. And I said, Father God, have mercy, Lord Jesus. I know the people that is with me is not Christian. But I'm your child, Lord. Father God, let your presence fill this place, Father God. I don't know how. But you will do it, Lord Jesus. And you will give me the answer to this prayer. Suddenly, the same guy that stopped, he came back. And he said, come in. I don't want to see how many are. And I said, okay. They all came into the car. And then he dried off quickly. And I said, what's going on? I said, it's getting worse. And I said, why you came back? And he looked at me. And he was in tears. He said, I'm a minister of God. And this is my job. And I was already asleep in my house. And he wake me up. And he said, take the car and go to work. And he said to God, God, why? You know this time is too hard. You know this time people even can get killed. How can you tell me right now to get out of my house? I was already in bed with my wife. And he said, get out. And he took obediently. The car went out, and the first person to stop the car was me. And when he ran off, God spoke to him and said, that is the one that you have to put in your car and take it where she have to go. And when he said, I don't want to even see how many there are in the car, because he knew it was illegal to have so many people in the car. And we all get in. And I remember he drove off and he said, your God loves you, you know. You ask him and he answered to you. You know, I don't know who you are, but it was amazing that way he took me out of my bed. And I just started to cry and I said, I'm a God children. I'm his child, and I was praying, and I was interceding, and I said, I won't stop until I arrive to the place that I have to be. And he said, God answer your prayer. And then he went on to say all the things that God have done in his life. So each other, we were building all the way back, an hour and a half, all the way back, we were building each other. Not just I received the answer to my prayer. He received a blessing because we pay him. And plus, we receive a blessing because we build that night each other. And it was amazing. Doesn't matter in the situation that you are. Doesn't matter which situation is. Your God is right there to listen, to hold your hand, to pull you out of the pit, to pull you out of the situation. Doesn't matter how deep it is. Doesn't matter how many devils are against you. He is God. He is powerful. His word is forever. Never come back void. And he said he will bless you. He will guide you. He will do it. He will do it. Thank you, Father God, for this service, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercies, Lord. Thank you, Father God, because your promises are forever. Thank you because you keep our prayers in golden vessels. Thank you, Father God, because you keep even our tears, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the amazing things that you have already given to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we worship you, Lord. Ora karabashi kirarabaso korobori babaseke. Oh, be in his presence, be in the presence of God. He's here, his presence, oh, his presence, be in his presence. Thank you, Father God, for this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. If anyone need prayer for family members, he will answer that prayer. Pastor Dennis, you want to come? Oh. If anyone want prayers for family members, children, brothers, sisters, mom, dad, people that you know that doesn't know God yet,